While viewing the book, The Arrival by Sean Tan, my eyes were opened to how foreign and extraterrestrial it must feel to establish yourself in a culture where you feel hopeless and essentially non-productive to that society. It also opened my eyes to the barriers that exist between immigrants and locals, and how those barriers are much larger and much more broad than simple language barriers. In my early 20s, I was able to experience other cultures as an immigrant through multiple missions trips that I participated in throughout Central America. And on those trips, I was able to experience foreigners in their comfort zone and in their own cultures and in their own societies. And I remember how it felt to be the foreigner and to have these strong desires to contribute while there, but having to fulfill those desires through the barrier of language and culture left me wondering what good I was even performing. So then you fast forward 10 to 12 years, and I've decided to go back to college in 2014 to pursue a teaching degree. And one of my very first placements just happened to be in a highly populated English language learner classroom. This class was a second grade classroom of 24 students, and 21 of them were labeled as English language learners. Some of them had progressed through that program and were only monitored, but the majority of those students still experienced a major language barrier between themselves and their teachers and their peers and some of the other students in the school. Some of those students experienced those barriers on a daily basis. And it was after that placement and through the experiences that I had picked up throughout Central America that I decided to pursue the ESOL endorsement as part of my program of study. So after graduating in 2017, my very first year of teaching, I was able to have four English language learners in my classroom. And most of them were primarily fluent in English. And it was at that time that I realized that some of the biggest barriers that teachers have with students are not even within the realms of language. They exist in cultural barriers. So now, in my second year teaching, I also have four English language learners, but just about a month ago, we had a new student come in. Her name is Alicia, and she is from Guatemala. And Alicia knows about 10 phrases in English. The one that I get to hear the most is, "Bathroom, please." So she only knows just a very few phrases in English, and I have been able to build such a wonderful relationship with her because I knew that the language barrier was just scratching the surface of the barriers that exist there. So I've been able to share with her some of my Central American experiences. I've been able to share with her my trip to Guatemala, which is where she is from. And this book, just reading it over the past week, has definitely helped me see my English language learners and those students who I have the opportunity and the privilege of working with on a daily basis. It's really helped me see their struggles in a new light.